Gardaí suspect over €3 million worth of cocaine discovered at a house in Clondalkin in Dublin is linked to the Kinahan organised crime group. Searches by Gardaí yesterday in the Ballyfermot and Crumlin areas of the capital also Gardaí seized €2,500 worth of cocaine, €1,600 in cash and 6 scrambler motorbikes. A man and a woman were arrested. Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, tell us about this latest operation.
Well, Cian, West Dublin, Ballyfermot, Clondalkin, Rowlandstown, those areas are parts of the city badly affected by drugs and organised crime. There's a number of very dangerous criminal gangs active in the area, some of them linked to the Kinahan organised crime group. There's another drug dealing gang known as the Family in that area based in Ballyfermot. And Gardaí seem to be revising their opinion that they suspect now that it's more likely this gang was the target, which was the operator behind this multi-million euro seizure during the week. The Gardaí say their operation was intelligence led. It involved several local and national units, including the Serious Crime South Ballyfermot Drug and Detective Units, Divisional Search Team, Dogs, Armed Gardaí, and the Dublin Crime Response Team, which is based in Dublin Castle. A number of known individuals had been under surveillance. On Monday, a house in Clondalkin was searched. €3 million worth of cocaine was discovered. Members of the gang had been seen out celebrating, drinking champagne, in fact, when the drugs had landed. Those celebrations now appear to have been premature following the seizure, because the cocaine was discovered in wholesale amounts in blocks sealed in tape and cellophane and packed into suitcases. A man in his 30s arrested at the scene and detained under drug trafficking legislation has been charged and is due in court in Blanchardstown this morning. There were follow-up searches in the Ballyfermot and Crumlin areas yesterday. The Gardaí seized approximately €2,500 worth of cocaine, which was bagged for street sale, along with another €1,600 in cash. 6 scrambler motorbikes, including Kawasaki and Honda makes, were also seized, and a woman in her 30s was also arrested.
What's the significance of the discovery of scrambler motorbikes?
Well, this is the way organised crime groups now operate, particularly at street level, using scramblers. Drug dealers use them to deliver and sell drugs and get away through the parks on footpaths at speed. Gardaí are reluctant to pursue them because of the dangers of serious harm to the riders, who don't wear helmets more often than not. They also say they're seriously concerned about the risks scramblers pose to the safety of the public and the Gardaí, and it's very difficult to engage with the illegal drivers who are moving at speed. The drug dealers know they most likely can't be stopped. They need to be identified later. But people have been seriously injured and killed, including riders, pedestrians and people who've been out in parks when these guys have been driving through on these scrambler bikes. They can be seen all over Dublin. They're driven mostly by teenagers or young men in their early 20s, doing wheelies on the roads, not wearing helmets, using scarves to cover their faces. Recently enacted legislation, however, has helped the Gardaí to seize scramblers, but the law only allows them to enter the curtilage of a house and seize the motorbike. They need a warrant to go into the house and arrest the driver.
Paul, €3 million worth of cocaine, €1 million in cannabis seized in the last 2 days. These are huge seizures. What's going on?
Yeah, there was over €5 million this week in Dublin and Galway, and another €8 million last week in 2 big seizures by the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. So the level of seizures shows that not only the huge demand for drugs, but also the intensity of the activities, the trafficking by the major organised crime groups and the response of the Gardaí. I was doing a sort of an on-the-back-of-an-envelope calculation of Garda press releases and information over the last 6 months. They've seized over €30 million worth of drugs in the first 6 months of this year, along with over 300 guns, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, over €4 million in cash, and there have been thousands of arrests, searches and charges. The officer in charge of this investigation, Detective Superintendent Tomás Gormley, said the harm by organised crime and drug dealing, particularly in Ballyfermot and Clondalkin, which he's in charge of, cannot be underestimated. However, the reality is that as long as the demand for cocaine, cannabis and other drugs keeps increasing, and it is, as we know from Health Board figures as well as crime figures, then the violent drugs gangs who are armed with guns and other weapons will remain in business.
Paul Reynolds, thank you.